Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Come What May by A.M. Arthur. Performed by Tyler Stevens. Chapter 1. The last time Jonas Ashcroft had taken money from someone and made change had been during a drunken game of Monopoly at the Delta Theta House sophomore year. Everyone was wasted enough that they didn't care Jonas was probably giving the wrong bills back half the time, and eventually they'd abandoned the game in favor of beer pong and more tequila shots. Staring down the ancient cash register behind the main counter at All Saints Thrift Store was like facing off against an old enemy. Jonas and Math did not get along. Never had. The teenage girl with spiky hair who'd handed him a $10 bill to pay for 3 t-shirts glared at him over the top of her cell phone, waiting for him to make change. The register told him that 3 shirts at $2.50 each was $7.50. It didn't tell him what to give her back. He knew this. He wasn't a total idiot, no matter what his father seemed to think. 2 quarters made it 8. $2 made 10, right? The girl took the change he offered without remark, then fled the store with her bag, the overhead bell announcing her departure. Jonas slammed the register drawer shut with clammy hands. First transaction down. He could survive a few more, until Aunt Doris got back and took over running the till. She'd shown him how to use it yesterday, and while it seemed pretty simple, he flat out sucked at math. Thank God his father hadn't insisted Jonas go for a business degree, because he'd have flunked out the first semester. Not that it mattered. Junior year was less than a month old, and instead of living it up with his frat buddies and getting the communication arts degree he desperately needed so he could get a real job and be independent, he was stuck working at his aunt and uncle's thrift store on a run-down side of Wilmington, Delaware. A shitty fate, and exactly what he deserved. "I can't have your recklessness interfere with my chances at Congress," his father had said last week. "You need to learn some responsibility for once in your life." Angry words lobbed at him from behind his father's walnut desk, moments before Jonas was stuffed in a car and stranded here for the next 9 months. Jonas poked at the cash register. He had another hour until Aunt Doris returned. She and Uncle Raymond had driven out to some person's house to pick up a load of shit for the shop. Or something. She might have mentioned books. He had no idea how people made an actual living running a thrift store, much less one that donated some of its money to charity. But they'd been at it all Jonas's life. Probably why Jonas's own parents had little to do with them. Appearances and all that crap. The store itself was clean and organized, and smelled like some kind of floral incense. The merchandise was sectioned into departments, a pretty typical thrift store. Like you know what a typical thrift store looks like. Yesterday was your first time in one, asshole. His mother hadn't come from money, but his father had, and Jonas had never worked a day in his life until today. They'd opened 20 minutes ago, and so far he'd had one customer. Good thing he had his iPhone. He pulled his earbuds out of his pocket and was about to turn up some music when a shadow fell over the front door. It opened with the ding of a metal bell, and his second ever customer stepped inside. "Good morning," the guy faltered, eyes going wide behind a pair of round, black-framed glasses. "Hi, person I don't know." Jonas grunted a greeting. Then decided Aunt Doris would give him that sad puppy look if she found out he was being rude to her customers. "Hi." About Jonas's age and a few inches shorter, the maybe customer let the door fall shut and slid his hands into the pockets of very loose, very worn jeans that hung low on narrow hips. "Doris isn't in this morning?"
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"